As a practicing physician, how much pressure do you feel yourself to be under from the AMA, from the drug cartels and the pharmaceutical interests to stay within their boundaries?
Now, currently, I feel no pressure at all. And the reason is that I take no insurance companies. I don't bill insurance companies. My patients pay me at the time they're seen. And so I really only answer to one person, and that's the patient. I'm no longer a puppet to the insurance company or the puppet, as you say, to cartels and drug companies. Many of these, they're in bed with so many different people that when, like traditionally managed care and some of these entities that have come up to try and solve the problem have so miserably failed and made it worse that the patients are suffering from this right now. Our whole country is suffering in what we call a perfect storm of medicine. I mean, we are on the brink of losing a tremendous amount of wisdom in medicine, with physicians literally throwing in the towel. They've made it so administratively burdensome to see patients that doctors can't do what they were trained to do. The good Marcus Welby type physician that went into medical school or went to become a doctor to care for patients passionately has so many strings attached to him now that the 50-year-old doctors and older are just throwing in the towel and saying, you know what, it's not worth it anymore. The 40 to 50-year-old age group of doctors, they're getting their financial lights put out. They're just not able to stay in practice, many of them, because they're not being paid enough by the insurance companies to stay in business. Some of the listeners might say, oh, come on, my doctor drives a fancy car, lives in a big house. Well, give it a few months and see if that house is not for sale or under possession by another entity like the bank, and if they're not driving much different cars and renting places, because this is happening all over our country right now.
Now, you make it sound like this is an acute situation which has arisen and is advancing rapidly. I haven't been watching it closely, but it certainly sounds like something that has gotten worse over the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think managed care really came into full swing anywhere between 94 and 96. And at that time, some very interesting changes occurred in our country. There's one faction of our country that thinks healthcare should be given away to everybody, universal healthcare. You get a card, you get a number, and then everything's free. Well, most of your listeners know that if you think it's free, it's probably much more expensive than you think. And if you think healthcare is expensive now, just wait until it's free. We know that it hasn't worked anywhere in the world. Universal healthcare has not worked anywhere in the world. Talk to people from the UK, Canada, many of the other countries that have this government-controlled healthcare system are begging for something different to come in and take over because the waits are long. They just don't get the care that they need. Imagine going to the post office for your health care or going to one of the other government-controlled places. For me, I would be out of medicine. I don't want to work for the government. I don't want to work in that type of a system. I want to work for the patient. That's it. And I think many doctors feel that way now too, but they really don't know how to do that. What's happening in medicine is the docs have signed contracts with insurance companies purely for marketing reasons, and they really didn't even know it. They signed up to be, say, a member of Blue Cross or Blue Shield or around Washington, First Choice. To get your name in that book so XYZ company can come to you, you sign a contract with that insurance company. The insurance company then tells the doctor what they're going to get paid for a particular thing that they do, which we call a procedure. Let's say that you come in and you have a cold, and I see you and you have Blue Cross insurance. And it's back in the days that I billed the insurance company. Well, I would have to circle one of 7,500 codes that I would then have to put into a computer and bill the insurance company to tell them what I did with you, how much time I spent, basically what I did, my level of expertise. And then I would assign a charge to that. You know, much like you go to the grocery store and the potatoes are so much and the TV is so much. My charge for seeing you, let's say, is $79 for that visit. Well, with your insurance plan and with me signing up with them, we would bill that insurance company and they would arbitrarily say, you know, doc, we're not going to pay you $79. We're only going to pay you $43. And I can't go back and get that difference between $43 and $79 because the contract that I signed said that I won't do that. Now I have $43, but to get that $43 in my hand, I have to pay about $20 in administrative fees to collect it between the person that bills, the computer system, the ongoing support. The area that that has to happen in costs about $20 per claim. So now I've seen you. I billed your company $79. I got a check for $43 anywhere from 10 days to 10 months. And it cost me $20 to get it. So now I have $23 to pay the medical part of your visit. My salary, my nurse's salary, the office space, the phones, the lights. For that visit, the overhead is $30. So I have $23 to pay $30. And I'm telling you, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand. That doesn't work. I just lost $7 seeing you today. And people will say, that's not happening. No, it is happening because I went through it. Again, when I told you earlier that I graduated from the number one school in the country, if you were going to bet on me as being a successful doctor, it'd be a pretty good bet. I found myself losing $80,000 a month because I was a busy doctor, still am, and see a lot of patients in a busy clinic and was losing $80,000 a month. You can't do that for very long before all of a sudden you're putting a sign on your door that says gone fishing. Just 2 weeks ago, we learned that the trauma center in Las Vegas closed because the doctors all walked away. They're not making enough money to pay their malpractice premiums. I've taken in at least 10 physicians over the past 10 years that have gone bankrupt solely because of inadequate insurance company payments. Now, you might have some of the listeners right now that are saying, hey, I pay so much for healthcare. How can you possibly not make enough money? I mean, every year they're raising our premiums. My point to them is that it's not the cost of healthcare that's expensive. And that's one of the topics I think we'd really like to get out on this message is it's the cost of insurance premiums that are expensive.
That was my next question.
Exactly.
If you're not making the money and the patients are spending all the money, who's getting the money? And what are they doing to justify that?
Let's break it down into, let's say, the person that right now is uninsured for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that they're poor. That doesn't mean that they don't have any money. We tend to think that. Most of the poor people are on welfare or some kind of government-funded program. The next level up are people that may be pretty smart and are choosing to not buy traditional insurance. And let's say that traditional insurance is what most people would think of as, I go to the doctor, I pay a copay, and then I don't have to worry about it. Some third-party person pays for it. In this scenario, the brokers that are selling these policies tend to want to sell the best policy they can. That's how they make their money. These policies have gone from roughly around $100 all the way up to, in our state now, it's about $300 to $600 to $700 for an individual policy and upwards of a family policy.
You're talking on a monthly premium?
On a monthly basis.
Right.
In New Jersey, it's up to $1,200 to $2,000 per month for health care insurance. We just noticed that a large group in Eastern Washington, Snow-Kissed Growers, been in business for 40 years. They've had health insurance provided for them by their company for 40 years. That company has now been choked to death and now is not providing health insurance. When the employees went out to try and purchase that health insurance, they were quoted right around $800 a month, which for many of those people is twice their house payment. And because of fear, I think, people have worked, women have gone out of the home to work just for health insurance. Unfortunately, most of these people don't know what that even means. You know, I have health insurance, but what does that really mean? You don't know what it means until you try and use it. Many of the times when you try and use it, it doesn't pay for any of the stuff that you want it to anyway. And going back again, some of the myths that people think, if you go to the next level where people are insured by their employer, they'll say, well, I don't pay for insurance. My employer pays for insurance. And unfortunately, that's another bad mistake in their judgment. That's money that could be coming to them. And all of a sudden, a light bulb goes on, and some of the people that I talk to go, well, I never thought about it that way. We'll say, well, sure, they don't buy your car insurance for you. Why does your employer buy your health insurance for you? They don't buy your groceries. Why don't you give them another $400 a month, and they'll buy your car insurance, and maybe another $800 a month, and they'll buy your groceries for you, too. Take it out of your paycheck. And all of a sudden, you start to understand when we give up $400 a month and let our employer buy our groceries, we might be only getting two or three sacks of groceries with about a $50 value. That's what's happening in healthcare, and that's where America needs to wake up. The individuals need to wake up and understand they're being duped. 2/3 of the healthcare dollar, we believe, doesn't go to healthcare. It goes to insurance company profits, it goes to broker profits, and it goes to a ton of unnecessary paperwork that has nothing to do with care. It's pushing these codes back and forth, billing, unbilling, computer systems. It has nothing to do with the healthcare provider across from you that's really trying to care for you. It doesn't matter what healthcare provider we're talking about, whether it's an MD, a naturopath, a DO, a chiropractor, a podiatrist, all of these people are trying to provide the care that they have been trained in. And what's being created is a huge gap or a huge amount of administrative people that are coming in the middle, all wanting to take their slice of the pie. And unfortunately, the two people on either end, the patient and the healthcare provider, are the ones that are really getting the short end of the stick in this whole deal.
There are two other aspects to this. One is the cost of medication and the whole story of insurance companies supported medicine and the drug companies and their whole view of your life as an individual citizen or patient. In your observation, How are the drug companies thinking in terms of their strategy for staying in business?
Well, it's interesting. This program, which is called SimpleCare, that we came up with, is a very free market-oriented system. And we can talk about just the philosophy of free market healthcare, because I think that's really core to what we're talking about. What's occurring in our country right now, there will be a battle of A or B. A will be universal government-controlled healthcare, a single-payer system, which at one blush might sound real great to patients. I only have one insurance company to deal with. They take care of everything. I get a little card, and I can go wherever I want. To some doctors, it might sound good. I only have to bill one insurance company. That's great. Well, if those doctors love Medicare, they're going to love a universal healthcare system. The B side is a free market system, where we really return to a free market. We return to what seems to be happening everywhere else in our country. We don't have managed computers. We don't have managed car. We don't have managed food. Why do we have managed care? It doesn't make any sense. We don't have another person paying for our car. We don't have another person paying for our food, which is the third party, this arbitrary insurance company. And when we really look at free market healthcare, it opens up and expands a bunch of dollars that are being spent right now by individuals and businesses and brings those dollars back to the person themselves. To get back to your question about what do the pharmacies think about this, right now in the managed care setting, Blue Cross sends me a book that says, these are the medications that I can prescribe for you because they're on our formulary, which means that they have some kind of a sweetheart deal, usually with insurance companies, clouded by the fact that they will say that it's just based on economics and that these are the drugs that you can use and prescribe. Otherwise, we don't pay for them. Now, if you're a pharmaceutical company and your drug's on the list, well, that's great. You have Blue Cross insurance and they have to use you. If your drug's not on the list, you might have a superior product, but either because of price or cost or because somebody's not related to somebody, that drug doesn't appear. And many of these insurance companies actually, when you look farther under the sheets, own some of the pharmaceutical companies. So of course they're going to use their own things, which has nothing to do with the person, the individual. And what we're trying to get back to is that one size is not fit all for American people. I mean, that's exactly the opposite of where healthcare is going right now. Healthcare is going to become much more individualized, very personalized, very specifically personalized. And what managed care has tried to lump everybody together and say, give them all X or Y or Z, we've known that that's been just a miserable failure in reality as we tried to make that happen during the managed care days.
So give me the sort of basic outline of your program and how that works.